If you are in the agriculture business and in need of labor, equipment, hay and livestock, or want to sell something, the Wyoming Livestock Roundup has it all. Hi, I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. Along with weekly advertisements, the Roundup has a great section of regional classified ads to meet the needs of your business. To subscribe, call 1-800-967-1647. Thank you.
I'm seeing my father in me.
Join us for the 15th annual Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 3rd through the 9th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. The Cowboy Rendezvous boasts free admission to daytime stages of continuous Western music and cowboy poetry and the vendor area. Get your tickets for the featured events, including the Thursday night kickoff concert featuring Susie Bogus, a family dance Friday night, a Saturday matinee featuring the Bar D Wranglers, and the Saturday evening concert with Paul Overstreet. Then the whole weekend culminates Sunday morning with Cowboy Church. Tickets are available at the door or on their website at cvcowboy.org. We'll see you at the Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous March 3rd through 9th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. Come feed your inner cowboy.
And we share some thoughts about family life.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. Keep a strain on it,
yeah,
Badger.
Yeah, that's right.
I bet you. All right, let's have some more music,
shall we?
Dave Stamey's riding along with us. Now, the origin of this song came from Jerry Brooks, from Brooksy.
Okay.
Yeah.
The miner.
She was a miner.
Yeah.
And she was talking to Dave about mules in the mines.
Yeah.
And they did some research, and Dave come up with this song. And I'm going to leave the explanation in at the front.
Please do.
Yeah, it's good.
We got any mule people here? People who like mules? Okay. There's always two or three. Often they're in the corner, you know, very quiet, unless they're drinking, and then it gets a little wild, but... I was doing a cycle of songs about the ghost town of Bodie, and I wanted to do a song about the mules in the mines. And I knew that back in the old days in the hard rock mines, they would lower these mules down to pull the ore carts back and forth to the hoisting works. And these mules would be stabled down there and fed down there, and they would chew them down there, and they'd work down there. And a lot of them would never see the light of day again. Incidentally, this does not really count as one of my happier songs. I thought this had happened in Bodie, but I couldn't find anything in the literature to verify that. So I got a hold of the resident historian there, a gal named Terry Geisinger, and she told me, yep, it had happened in Bodie, and they particularly liked white mules because they were easier to see in the dark. Makes sense. I told her I was really glad to hear that it had happened, because I'd already written the song. Blackjack was a mule, worked in the syndicate mine. Since the age of two, worked in the syndicate mine. Straining hard, shoulder and back, puff beats echo like a thunderclap, pulling them ore carts up the track, working in the syndicate mine, hey, working in the syndicate mine. Every year the same, never see the light of day, rich in collar and hay, never see the light of day. Straight ahead and either left or right, candle burning on an iron spike, through the glittering rock dust night, working in the syndicate mine, hey, working in the syndicate mine. Oh, pulling through the darkness, where the drifts run endlessly. Oh, pulling through the dark.
darkness. Better than you, than me. At the bottom of the world, his coat was white as snow. He worked in the syndicate mine. All he'd ever know was working in the syndicate mine. Here the gang boss hollered in rage. Can't remember the smell of sage. Pulling that ore to the hoisting cage. Working in the syndicate mine. Hey, working in the syndicate mine. Oh, pulling through the darkness. Where the drifts run endlessly. Oh, pulling through the darkness. Better than you, than me. At the bottom of the world, old Blackjack was a mule. Worked in the syndicate mine since the age of two. Worked in the syndicate mine. Straining hard, shoulder and back. Hoofbeats echo like a thunderclap. Pulling them ore carts up the track. Working in the syndicate mine. Hey, working in the syndicate mine. Working in the syndicate mine. Hey!
Yeah, isn't that good history?
Holy cow.
Yeah, so that's pretty darn neat.
Who knew?
Yeah, we should have called Brooksy.
Why?
We should have.
We weren't thinking, obviously.
Well, we rarely do. Anyway, yeah. Well, we are talking about the mules in the mines, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was interesting when I was reading some of this research that a lot of the expense came from the transportation of the coal, even more so than opening up a big room.
Yeah.
A lot of the expense was the transportation of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting, too, you know, you stop and think about the 21 mule team hitch.
Oh, the Borax, know, the Borax team. Yeah, of Death Valley.
In Death Valley.
Whoa, yeah. No kidding. Man, would that have been cool to see in that day.
Holy.
They still hook them up every once in a while.
Do they?
And there are videos of them.
Well, it's got to take half a day.
Jeez. Can you imagine? Right. And there's a bunch of drivers,
you
gotta
too. You got to have the right mules,
right,
too.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, how about a little cowpoke poetry?
Oh, what you got?
Well, you know, it's hard to look cool riding a mule. It's hard to look cool while riding a mule. When working your herd, you need the right tool. You're cutting a cow, not pulling a plow. It's hard to look cool when riding a mule. It's hard to look cool when shoeing a mule. You shod everything in horseshoeing school, but now you've got pride and feelings to hide. It's hard to look cool when shoeing a mule. It's hard to look cool when training a mule. Donkey whispering don't work as a rule, but at least he hears with them great big ears, and it's hard to look cool when training a mule. It's hard to look cool roping on a mule. It just don't seem right unwinding your spool and roping some strays on something that brays. It's hard to look cool roping on a mule. It's hard to look cool catching a mule. You lose self-esteem while having a duel with a jack or two that's smarter than you. It's hard to look cool when catching a mule. It's hard to look cool when grooming a mule. Bobbing or belling a tail, that's just cruel. Shaved forelock and mane is utter disdain. It's hard to look cool when grooming a mule. It's hard to look cool doctoring a mule. Flushing a jenny from atop your vet stool. Your equine vet friends guffaw as you cleanse. It's hard to look cool doctoring a mule. It's hard to look cool when branding a mule. A smoking hot iron adds matchstick to fuel. You have to brand slicks, but wait till he kicks. It's hard to look cool when branding a mule. It's hard to look cool queening on a mule. All that big hair and tiara jewel. are a really tough sell through a donkey yell. It's hard to look cool queening on a mule. It's hard to look cool courting from a mule. You know, women despise a sterile gene pool. On top of a steed that can't even breed, it's hard to look cool courting from a mule. It's hard to look cool singing on a mule. In all those movies, you'd look like a fool. Just ask Gene and Roy, or any cowboy. It's hard to look cool singing on a mule. Well, it's hard to stay cool when owning a mule, but I've concluded and I agree that you'll never go back after riding a jack, and you will look cool while riding your mule. Yeah, that, it's true. You know, hard to look cool riding a mule. But. Yeah, right. I'm a convert.
Uh-huh.
I don't own any, but I'm a convert.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're nice and narrow.
Nice, you bet.
Cadillac.
Hey, how about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, yeah.
Who's singing?
Oh, Frankie Lane.
What's he singing?
Mule Train.
Of course he is.
Ha! Mule Train. Mule Train. Clippity clopping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's a plug of chaw tobacco for a rancher in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, mule, get along, mule train. Mule train, clippity clopping along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder, a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander, some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, mule train, hi, hi, mule train, clippity clopping through the wind and rain. They'll keep going till they drop, clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness in this black round the border, a pair of boots for someone who had them made to order, a Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along, you!
Sure, that's apropos, isn't
well,
it?
Well, of course, we had to play that.
Let's ditch out to another commercial, what? And when we come back, you are going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.